Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Go ahead.
Poop and pee.
This is the worst. The worst fucking intro.
It is the best intro.
It is gonna be. It's gonna sweep the nation.
Is it just poop and pee?
Poop and pee.
That's our mic test.
Yeah, but it starts off, we have no intro or anything like that, so it's just like us.
It just begins.
That's how life is. Life doesn't have a fucking intro, it just starts.
That's true.
And there's a lot of poop and pee.
That's right.
That's fair.
Especially when life starts.
That's fair.
You're covered in poop.
This shit is existential as fuck.
That's true. Yeah. You shit. Your mom shits while she's like contracting all of her muscles.
Is her perineum is...
Yeah, that's like my number one reason to not have kids, because I don't want my wife...
Because you don't want your perineum to split?
Oh, well, yes, me, personally. But, like, I, you know, like, I don't want fucking my wife's fucking stitched-up perineum.
Have you ever had sex with somebody who's pushed out some kids? It's really... It's not really a drop-off.
That's one thing I've never done, and I've, like...
Really?
I swear to God, yeah.
How?
I don't know. Well, at least that I can think of off the top of my head. But, like, I fucking, you know... I've been around.
Right. Obviously, Bill likes it.
Yeah. Bill, I've talked about this.
That's your fetish, Bill.
Because here's the thing. Like, if you had a baby, you're the ultimate lover because you love. Like, you know what it is to love. You pushed a human through your pussy. That's a painful thing. So any bullshit I'm going to put you through, it's going to be okay.
That's yeah, what Bill's saying. You're the third priority.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is a girthy vagina though? After that,
not really. Like,
not really.
I've had sex with a beautiful single mother.
Shit snaps back. Nah, yeah. Not really.
There's no difference.
I really didn't notice much of a difference.
Ugh. It's because Brian's packing that heat. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Not true.
Oh, that's why you can't tell the difference, because every vagina feels like man, you must have had like four kids. She's like, no, I'm a virgin.
It's a real average thing. That LeBron joke that I've been doing, that started off as a joke about my dick. And it just applied too well.
Were you rocking like a Duracell battery?
Like a Duracell battery?
Soft in the cold.
Brian, I'm stacking
at 2.5 batteries.
Nice,
D battery.
Brian just looks like he has a big clit.
When it's cold, and especially when I'm at a higher weight, when it's like soft, it just basically goes inside my body.
Oh yeah, like, absolutely.
Compression shorts.
Yeah,
compression shorts do that to my
body.
Yeah, they make it as unimpressive as possible.
We've talked about this before, but like the LeBron fucking dick, I don't feel like your whole joke premise. It's not fair because he had compression shorts.
Yeah. I don't think any of it's fair. I think his dick is just fine.
But you saw his bare dick.
I did see his bare dick on national TV.
That's amazing.
They had the Super Bowl, right? They had Justin Timberlake, and like nobody acknowledged the fact that like 10 years prior, fucking, we saw a tit and it caused a tizzy.
Well, a lot of people mentioned, but not the Super
not
Bowl.
Not the Super Bowl, like during. But like, how could you not? I couldn't not.
Because they probably
were
told, don't fucking mention the nipple.
Probably in his contract.
Who gives a? You're fucking Justin Timberlake.
Like, I don't care about Justin Timberlake one way or the other. But he would have fucking won me over forever if he would have brought out Andy Samberg and did a fucking funny song.
Yeah.
If he would have done Digging a Box or even a new song, I would have been like, yeah, that's great.
Or he would have came out with Lenny Kravitz and pulled out his.
That's the best.
He grabs both pant legs and just rips the bra wide open.
That's the best photo of all fucking time.
Dude, it's not even the best it's the best video. Like, it's video.
Because he's still going, like, fucking dude,
he's got a boner, too. That's like the weirdest part.
He's got a pierced dick, and then, who was it, like, Steven Tyler, or, like, hit him up on Twitter. He's like, dude, you got a pierced dick you didn't tell me?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Steven Tyler looks more and more like my grandma every passing year.
Really? Why do regular people get plastic surgery on their faces when you see what the most rich and powerful people get and how terrible it looks?
I don't...
Nobody gets really... Why would you do that to yourself? Money obviously can't buy good facial reconstruction.
Do you remember when he was growing that mustache that he shaved like the Mexican bandit in Tombstone at the beginning of the scene where he shaves the middle of it and then keeps the end of it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That is... Remember when Michael Jordan went on television?
Yes, the Hitler mustache. What the fuck, man?
How long do you think the dispute between him and Haynes when he showed up on set with a Hitler mustache? and like, fucking people... Because you know it happened. Nobody from Haynes was just like, Michael has this mustache, that's okay.
He's such a psychopath. He's like, no, they're gonna call this mustache. The Jordan mustache. Yeah. Taking it back.
And he was in those commercials with Charlie Sheen. So, like,
yes.
You have a Hitler mustache and AIDS murderer rapist.
He, again, doesn't get enough play how much Charlie Sheen was a cultural icon up until about 6 years ago. And then they're like, he's giving people AIDS.
Yeah.
Like,
and then who just said that he killed someone? Or he said
he raped
someone.
He raped Corey Haim.
Well, yeah, but he also...
Did he?
Someone just... Yeah. Said that he also said he killed someone too.
Oh, I'm sure. He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
I remember he was like swinging guns around and shit, like when all that.
Was it in the Quincy Jones article? I don't remember.
I didn't read it. I just read the fucking
you gotta
responses.
Read the whole thing, man.
Holy shit, man.
Quincy Jones is just does not give a fuck at all, and it's great.
Wernowski texted me today, and he's like, has anybody checked on Bruton to make sure what his opinion is after he found out that Richard Pryor fucks dudes?
That's great.
Yusuf Ali just shed like one single tear, mumbled himself to sleep.
What was the...
And then raped somebody.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. Long time ago...
Hey, hold on. Get on mic. We gotta hear this.
Sure. We have a patron.
Once upon a time, a dog should have died. What's your name?
Gary.
Gary came around and said, that's mine.
Gary's in the Marines.
God bless you. Thank you for your service, sir.
Number five, my friend.
Okay, you ever hear this
one?
Hoorah! I had a girl from Kansas City. She had freckles on her titties. She had a nest between her legs. That's where our cowboys laid our eggs.
Nice. What's your name, my man?
That's old school.
What's your name? Let's give you a shout-out.
Noshko Dubai, the mayor of Birdtown.
Noshko Dubai, the mayor of Birdtown, ladies and gentlemen.
Anyway, now back to our Jesus podcast.
By the way, we're with Jimmy Graham. I don't think we introduced him.
Oh, yeah, Jimmy Graham's here. And he's like stealing valor.
I don't think we talked about it. I forgot what show it was at, but Ryan gets up on stage. There's like this.
This
old,
was last week. It was here.
Yeah. Did we talk about this?
No.
It was great. This old man was just sitting there, and he's like, man, the show is amazing. You guys do this every week? I was like, yeah, for sure. And then Ryan gets up on stage and just starts going off about the troops. And the guy looks at me. He's like, you military man? And I just looked at him and was like, Marines, man, for sure. He's like, I gotta get out of here before I kill this guy. Thank you for your service.
This guy, by the way, was like 5'6", 68 years old, had been fucking drunk and high the entire night, came up to me at the bar and like put his arm around me while I was wearing my glasses, like, hey man, Elvis Costello, buddy. I was like, please don't touch me, sir. Like, fuck that guy.
I love stealing valor.
Yeah, it's great. Zipper
I've
five.
I've never tried it.
It's gonna get my ass kicked.
Yeah,
for
you're
sure.
Gonna get in a lot of trouble with that.
Oh yeah, somebody's gonna murder you.
A what?
It hasn't happened already. It ain't happened.
Exactly. The troops are the last bastion of things that you can't fucking shit on.
What is your death threat count up to this year?
I haven't had a death. People just email venues about me now and say he's a bad guy. but yeah, I think I was at 7 the last I checked. That was 2017. I haven't had any in the new year, so
you better get going.
Yeah, you can send those.
You better hit some more women, buddy.
The stolen valor. But see, that's the thing is like you can hit women and be like, but I'm Marine, and then they'll be like,
you
probably got PTSD.
Yeah. fucking Lawhorn is surprisingly cool with all that shit, so fucking shout out to Josh Lawhorn, because I can shit on his fucking valor all I want, and he just fucking laughs. Like the guy. I like
Josh Lawhorn. Yeah, Josh Lawhorn is great. I love bossing that little boy around.
I also love how that guy just walked through here. He's just like, hey, well, there's guys with microphones clearly minding their own business.
I've not been invited, but I gotta tell them some nursery rhymes, some dirty limericks.
Okay. He's a bathroom wall writer for sure. Yeah.
He's like the worst dice ever.
When do you think this kid stopped talking to him?
24 years ago, when he went to go get cigarettes.
This is my daughter. Never returned. I haven't seen her in a while. We're Facebook friends, but she doesn't. Well, not
she doesn't really.
She
like
hasn't approved
my
request.
Oh man,
she didn't like my new cover photo, so stop talking to her.
Mm-hmm. This bar is fucking lit, man.
This bar is the weirdest combination of people because there's all the people that come for the comedy shows now, so that's introducing new crowd.
It's a bistro.
It is a bistro.
That's true. It is East End
bistro.
Bistro
and pub. Bistro and pub.
Yeah, that has to be like tongue in cheek. It cannot be it's a bistro.
It's a big enough of a bistro.
How is it a bistro?
Have you had their coffee?
Is that what a bistro is?
I don't know. That's what I assume. What if
I had a triple cheeseburger earlier.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The food's good as fuck.
It was a delicious triple cheese.
Sure, it's great.
Highly recommend it. But this is more of a pub and grill.
Bistro is
a small restaurant. Yeah. Ha! That is exactly what this is.
This is a pretty big restaurant.
It's a pretty small restaurant. And the amount of food they serve, like, it's not like it's. I mean, this is a party room. This is part of an official restaurant, so.
That's still a very fancy way of saying bar and grill.
Well, you can't have a bistro and then have like a 65-year-old like pipe fitter go sexually harass a woman.
Exactly. If you were a bar like this, don't use the fucking. Wait, I don't even. Is it French? It sounds French. Don't use the French terminology.
Bistro? I don't know.
Or Italian terminology. Don't use the European terminology if you're not going to maintain a fancy fucking. You know, surrounding.
Guys, I gotta talk about this. I'm a little sick of all you fucking fuckers ripping on me for being Italian, okay? Me too. Hashtag.
Hashtag, Amia too.
Somebody touching my spaghetti!
Oh, we hurt Ryan's feelings.
No, it doesn't hurt.
German slur for Italians. It's Katze Essen. Cat eaters. Did you know that one?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It's on the internet.
I didn't even fucking, like, see, here's my problem with it. It's not that it hurts my feelings. It's just that, like, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, okay, 6 years, I'll plot along. Until, like, last year, then all of a sudden, people realized that I was fucking Italian.
It was
fucking
your roast. It was your birthday roast last year when Cheer ripped you apart.
I don't know. Cheer's a Jew. Cheer's a dirty fucking Jew, okay? He has no right to fucking talk about my fucking Italian.
Well, Ryan, you want to tuck in your Italian horn necklace?
Yeah, okay.
It's showing right now.
All right, fair point. But the point is...
Oh! Hey! Hey! Oh!
Hey, I'm talking here!
I saw...
This is spicy meatball! All
right, we won't talk about you being Italian anymore. We'll just talk about you being an alcoholic.
All right, let's stick to being Italian. Then. My wife...
Who's on a hot streak.
I am on a
hot streak. I'm not your wife!
My wife is more Italian than I am, for real, and she's fucking Asian. She has, like, fucking slant eyes. She's Asian.
Yeah.
And she's more Italian than I am. I am not that Italian. It's just my fucking last name.
All right. Your face...
And my face. And all my features. And my propensity to bet. And my alcoholism. Temper. And my temper. And my backhand.
And love of pasta.
Alright.
You backhand to pasta.
You've made your
the gabagoo.
The gabagoo! Oh! Fucking love the Sopranos.
Isn't that just a spicy name?
No.
Isn't that just capicola? I don't even
prosciutto?
Know if that's a real word.
No, gabagoo is prosciutto. I don't know. I was like, I had white trash fucking Italian family. Like, they lived in West Virginia.
So
like,
Italian.
Yeah.
All right. So, what did you guys think of the Cavs trade?
Golden, buddy. Golden.
Think it makes them a lot better?
Absolutely. They addition by subtraction, A. B, Rodney Hood is no fucking joke.
Neither is Clarkson.
Exactly. And Larry Nance fucking Jr., man. Like
he can play... Great defense, and he was behind two. I mean, he was playing behind Ingram and Kuzma. So like, he wasn't getting the. He's gonna get more minutes with
absolutely.
Us, and he's gonna be that energy guy off the bench to come in like. Those guys all transition scorers.
For sure, they can't be any worse than they were. Yeah.
That's Larry, like Larry Nance, that used to be with the Cavs.
Yes. Yeah, that's his son.
Light skinned son.
Yes, that's his light skinned son.
Larry Nance Jr. Who
like
gets
the,
into any
the defensive
wants.
Edition.
You like the defensive edition?
I like the what's his name? The point guard from Sacramento.
George Hill.
George Hill. He's supposed to be one of the best defensive point guards in the game.
Yeah,
that's good.
They only fuck it up.
And
for
he hits threes.
Yeah.
He doesn't score a ton of points, but that's good. Like we'll have scorers. If we have a defensive point guard, like that's
well, they're plus
gonna be great.
They're plus minus with fucking IT and fucking what's his name.
I don't know what happened with
Crowder.
IT. I know he's trying to get back
hurt.
Into it. He's hurt, but like he didn't even look like he knew how to play basketball. Like you watch his highlights from last year and like just the way he played last year, and he was
because they don't
to,
like him.
But he was able to
yeah, he
like
sure did
avoid
talk a lot of shit.
He was able to avoid like getting blocked all the time, and like he would get stuffed every time he went to the rim
because his like left leg is like at fucking
it's like dead.
He's like limping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's hard to fucking play basketball, especially when you're 5'9".
Yeah.
I kind of feel bad for the guy because like think about like all the shit that he went through for last year. His like sister died,
yeah.
Like fucking, and then he balled the fuck out the next game, didn't he?
Yeah, he scored like 40 points.
Yeah, yeah. And like he got traded from the team that he fucking liked. He's just an asshole. Like
he's just a shit talker. Yeah.
Yeah, you could be a sympathetic asshole, but you're still a fucking asshole.
I think what they should have done from the get was to just bench Kyrie Irving for the rest of his contract and just let him just sit there for two or three years. That would have been the funniest shit.
He would have played.
Do you think
no, just don't even let him play.
Like,
you're done. You're on ice.
That would be hilarious. I'd love that. But he would.
What was he gonna do? He's on a contract.
He fucking just hold out and show up anymore.
Then you don't have to pay him.
Sure, I'm sure he could sue the Cavs for that.
I don't know. They should have never traded. I do like though. Like, listen, I'm a fucking obviously fuck Dan Gilbert for life. Fuck him. I'm a huge LeBron supporter. But LeBron causes a lot of these fucking problems
yeah.
himself.
Do you think that these moves were more with the idea of winning now and giving LeBron the best fucking team you can or setting yourself up for life after LeBron?
I think they do both.
I think it's both, yeah. I think it's edging their bets for if he leaves or if he stays. Like, I think these are all young, talented players that... And I think this is when LeBron is... in a better position to win more games when, like, you have Kevin Love who's going to score 20 and 10, and then you bring in Hood off the bench probably.
Absolutely.
To score, you know, 17.
I would start him over JR, to be honest with you.
I mean, that might be the thing to do, but I mean, either way.
Because he hits threes, right?
Yeah, he can shoot
thanks,
threes,
buddy.
Right?
Like, hey, shout out to Marcelo Hernandez for being a
Marcelo.
Shout out to the bar for giving alcohol to a minor, huh? That was cool.
Nah, Marcelo was 45. But I think there's a lot of different lineup options you can do.
Absolutely. The problem is I don't trust Ty Lue to enact any of them.
Well,
effectively
wait, the
at
way
all.
Like the first time he coached all season was last night when he was like, "Oh, I'm gonna."
Chetty.
Offense, yeah.
Chetty, man.
Chetty's supposed to get more minutes, too.
Fuck yeah.
Why are you excited for Chetty Osmond to get more minutes?
Because he's the shit. Did you watch that game last night?
Nah, I didn't see that game.
He Chetty's played great. Defense. Like, he was the only person playing defense
yeah.
for a long time, and he hit, like, three, like, clutch threes.
Yeah.
He did hit, like, off, didn't you say?
Yeah, one that, like, went, like, shanked off the side of the
But whatever, he's 21 years old. And
yeah.
he's fucking excited to fucking be there. Everybody else was in a fucking malaise the
yeah.
entire fucking time.
With Dwayne Wade going back to Miami, I think, how is he not kicking himself? Because he opted out of a contract. That would pay
oh,
him
yeah.
so much money.
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
And then he, like, that was when LeBron came back to us. He opted out of the contract
right.
that summer
yeah.
to keep cap space open so that they could all stay together.
Yeah.
Then LeBron came to Cleveland, and then he ended up going to Chicago, getting like a fraction of what he's going to get. But if he would have just stayed on his Miami contract, he would have made probably $25 to $30 million more.
That's true.
He ends up.
Gabrielle Union is worth like twice what he is, though, probably.
Right, but he, I mean,
what does she do?
She's an actress.
Yeah.
That none of us would have ever seen any of the movies that she's in.
Tyler Perry movies?
Yes.
Well, she's also
Bring It On.
She's Bring It On, yeah.
Oh, is she?
She's not. Yeah. And 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yep.
Wait, it's Bring It On then. Stop. It's cold in here.
Yep.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah, you see that shit.
Must
you
be
bitch.
Some Toros in the end. Let's be. Yeah.
They're like, we're the Compton gymnastics team, you white bitch. Get the fuck out of here, right?
It was cheerleading, motherfucker.
What did I say?
Gymnastics.
Same thing.
It's already been brought in.
See, that's not actually.
Yeah, no, I know. That's from
not another team movie. Starring Chris Evans, Captain America.
I forgot.
Oh, wow. He's in that.
Yeah, he's the main character.
I forgot about that.
Did you guys see the U.S. gymnast guy that got like 130 years in prison for.
Yes, we were talking about that last time. I have no idea how Russia is banned from the Olympics because of doping. Yet the U.S. Olympic Committee knew that this guy was fucking finger-blasting 15-year-olds for fucking years, and they're still fucking... I know it's a summer to winter Olympics, but it's still the Olympic Committee that they were informed of, and they covered the fuck up. For a fucking team doctor! Who
See,
gives a shit? Why would
that,
you protect that guy?
That didn't even get as much... Like, it got a good amount of press. Like, a lot of people know about
it. It did not as much as
it
should have.
It did not get, like, Penn State level.
Absolutely.
Paternal, baby. Well, that just goes to show...
They should have murdered. They should have shoved that old man down.
They should have. Right?
But that's
he killed himself.
Gymnastics just isn't the same as
it's
college
not
football. College football is basically the second biggest sport in America.
It's true, but it's the Olympics.
Yeah, it is Olympics, and it is fucked up, and it should get more.
They are the athletes.
But I think a lot of people just get really uncomfortable thinking about that too.
Yeah.
Whereas like with Joe Paterno and all that shit, like there's just like rage, but then like there's this like this sadness that comes with. I guess, like, when a little boy gets fucked, you're just like, I'm mad about this. But when, like, it's a little girl getting
kicked
by the doctor, you're just like, oh, man, I should pay more attention when I take my daughter to the doctor.
Right? Yeah,
like,
no, he was like, fucking doing it in front of the
fucking
parents.
Yeah, like, put up a sheet.
He was getting fucking off on that shit.
Yeah.
That shit is disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, that guy needs to fucking, like, burn in fucking hell. And yet, all the people that were responsible for that are fucking just going on with their lives.
I mean, they've all resigned and shit, but they're not...
But the whole institution of it is still
it
going
be,
on.
Like, shut down because, I mean, how do you shut down the gymnastics, like the fucking, and it's a Winter Olympics thing too, so.
Well, I know, but the U.S. Olympic Committee that oversees it all, like
You make a travel ban for women with no tits and fucked up feet.
So just all like Japanese women?
The Joe Paterno of the sandwich world. Chairs from Subway.
He's trying to appeal his case because he said that the judge is biased against him because she had daughters.
Dude, that's what he's going for now?
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, he's trying
she's
to,
biased.
Yeah.
She likes Burger King.
Dude, the last one that I read, he was trying to appeal his sentence because he said that he was operating out of the dark web, which shouldn't be held under United States law, and that it's like a sovereign nation.
Well, it's true. He's true on that.
Yeah.
I mean, our buddy Josh Lawhorn is on the dark web with the Bitcoin. Bitcoin fucking tanked, though. Every time I see you have fucking some Bitcoin.
I have like $100 worth, like, which is like, and now it's down to like 50. Like it. Basically, it's folded in half. But it's the time of year when that kind of shit happens. If you know anything about finance, which I actually don't, but whatever. Like
I think I'm about to buy some.
You should probably buy some.
Yeah,
now because
it's
low right now.
I think I'm gonna buy like low right now.
My
buy Litecoin. Buy
what?
Litecoin. Don't buy Bitcoin. Everyone's going for the Bitcoin.
Yeah,
go for the other
Ethereum and
yeah.
whatever.
It's all low right now. So, but I bought a little bit of a few different things. I got Ethereum, I got Litecoin, and I got Bitcoin. And you know, if it goes back up, then maybe I'll make some money. But it's not good. I mean, I didn't buy enough to really get all that excited.
I think I'm gonna buy a couple $100 of it.
My gambling site that like I go off of, you have the option of they either send you a check or you can invest, you can get like Bitcoin.
In like
or whatever.
Blood diamond mines?
Yeah, basically.
In Sudan.
No, dude, I fucking got the check like last week or whatever. and it's like from some shady bank in like fucking Thailand. And they send it with DHL, and they send it with a fucking note that like it's just a single typed like sentence and a blank piece of paper. It says, "To whom it may concern, this check is real and can only be deposited in the accredited person's account." That I have to hand them like a fucking 9 or 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper to fucking just like do it. But it fucking worked.
And $120.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
At least it's not a large amount of money. Like, if you ever hit it big and you had to take a check to a bank,
I fucking like that, dude. I've been
through the photo thing.
I don't think you can do it. Like, I don't know. I've been on fucking such a hot streak. I can't lose my fucking my new profession.
You had the Eagles.
Yeah, I had the Eagles.
Did you have a lot going on the Eagles?
I didn't have that much. I ended up like I had $50 in, right? So I bet just the Eagles outright, and it was +165.
That was the best football game too.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
No defense whatsoever, bro.
They punted one time in the entire fucking Super Bowl. It was the best possible. Big Dick Nick.
Did you hear Kelsey's rant today?
Oh yeah, yeah. And he was dressed. Fucking fantastic. Yes, it was. And he was dressed like a fucking
like a mummer.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like the Philadelphia Mummer. They do like this thing called the Mummers Parade in Philadelphia, and it's like basically like the guys in like the silly hats and like little cars.
Oh.
But he like took it like made it like fancy and like he basically looks like a genie.
Yeah, he looks exactly like a genie.
Yeah.
Fucking great. I don't really like the Eagles, but obviously I want them to win.
You'll take them over the Patriots for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And anyways, fucking so like I let that shit ride after winning that on the Cavs and the over yesterday, and I fucking hit it big, buddy.
Yeah, that was a big over.
We were at the show over at the Winchester, and like the last comics on, all of a sudden you see her like volley from the front. Fucking motherfucker! Everybody's head just fucking just jerks. They're like, what? And I was like, oh, I guess the Cavs lost. And then Ryan just stayed glued to the TV. They tied it up, and then they went into overtime. And then as they won, he freaked out, and then just dedicated his night to being drunk, the drunkest human being on earth.
Absolutely.
Dominated, I believe, David said.
What's that?
That David Leon.
Oh, yeah.
Puking.
I don't remember puking at all. But apparently I did. And shout out to Josh Morrow for taking care of me.
Oh, hey, Ron. What's your address? Hey, buddy. All right, bud.
Man, this is the seventh time I've had food for you.
Fucking Ryan.
That's a good Josh Morrow impression.
Yeah,
you did a good fucking Marcello impression that was nonverbal. Yeah. That was just
it's a shitty, it's like shitty Jim Carrey mannerisms that he does. It's like.
Oh, man.
All out of love, though.
Whoa, hey now.
Take it easy.
Hey now.
Can't lose, baby.
Caught that.
Right, that's it for me. Go Browns.
Oh, wait. Brian's fucking leaving like a little fucking bitch.
Yeah, like a bitch. I have things to do.
Brian has to do a show.
The Joe Paterno of drowning women is Brian's dad.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Brian's dad's a fucking serial killer. You weren't here last week.
I need to hear about
wait.
This.
Wait, yeah.
We'll talk about
my
it.
My dad saw two people drown before the age of, like, 13.
Holy shit.
So, that's all evidence.
So now he's a serial killer?
Yeah. He let him drown.
And Ryan calls him a strangler.
The Cleveland Strangler.
He's the dunker.
Cleveland Strangler.
That drowns people.
Doesn't Rocky he, River Dunker.
Doesn't he sell like bathroom appliances?
Yeah.
That's a fucking serial killer fucking job, man.
Yeah. He just calls, he looks at them as little coffins, little ceramic coffins.
You could drown seven, maybe eight people in this little bathtub.
Yeah, but the thing is,
the trick when you're drowning someone, you don't have to put their whole body under the water, just their face. You know, that's all you gotta do.
You know, you can. My dad is not Southern. You can wipe somebody off of this earth with just 1 inch of water. That's all you need.
Sometimes what I like to do is make them breathe in the liquid, and then just they're drowning, even though they're not underwater. It's crazy. We nailing your dad.
Spot-on impression. Spot-on impression.
It's like, you guys don't have mustaches, so you're nothing like my dad. Yeah.
There's a brief period of time in the late 60s when Brian's dad was hanging out with the Beach Boys in Southern California.
He was 12.
He liked dune buggies and all that stuff.
Good vibrations. Just like someone vibrates as they take their last breath before they drown.
Death rattles.
All
right,
good night, buddy.
All right, bye, Brian. Brian, do you want to plug your show? Oh, no, you're going to tomorrow. And fucking nobody.
Wait, tomorrow.
Michigan, we have a fucking big fan base in East Lansing.
Brighton, Michigan.
All right.
Do it.
Well, fuck Brighton. Where's Brighton, Michigan at? Is that in
maybe a little less than 3 hours away, but there's supposed to be blizzards tomorrow. That's why, like, I'm preparing to leave the show and spend 5 hours driving back. Mm. And then I gotta be at work at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Why don't you get a fucking t-shirt, douchebag? Like, you're fucking robbing yourself.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody gonna be at the show anyways tomorrow.
Or you'd be surprised. I bet there will be.
In the blizzard?
Yep. Okay. People like to be entertained.
Brian Kenny, everybody.
Brian Kenny. The blizzards, they can handle it. They can handle it. Oh.
We do shows in blizzards that fail all the time.
Yeah, around here, but you go to like a small town, like I did a show in Willoughby a month ago, and it was a blizzard, and there's 100 people there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Cash checks, mm-hmm. or the check cashes.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Brian.
See you, buddy.
Can we just end a podcast now? I don't have anything else to say.
We can. We can put out like a short show. That's fine. I kind of want to drink anyways.
Cool.
Yeah. Big surprise.
Yeah.
Shut, you're a fucking bigger alcoholic than me. Fuck you.
It's a smaller alcoholic. Look how tiny he is.
That's true. You're like pint-sized. You're the Isaiah Thomas of fucking alcoholics.
Cleveland alcoholics.
I'm going to trade you to the Lakers. Yeah, you know, it's a good place to drown someone in a lake.
That shit is so
fine. Yeah, we're fine. I don't give a fuck.
Alright, well,
we're at like a half hour. That's fine. As long as we put out a fucking episode a week, I don't care.
How long it is either. Yeah.
We're starting to fucking.
My album comes out next week on Friday.
Oh, yes. Buy Bill's album.
What's it called?
Decisions Aren't My Thing.
I like the album cover.
Thank you.
That's a great album cover.
I got very drunk with Jim Jefferies, and that was the aftermath.
You should. Sure.
He's so goddamn funny.
Yeah, he's great.
You should show the uncensored picture, Bill.
I don't know where it is.
Is your dick out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's naked. Everybody wants to see little Bill.
It's probably just because I was so drunk, and like at that time, I was probably just all balls right there.
Oh, I'm correctly.
Like, it's just all balls.
Listen, I mean,
I'm like ass crack creeping up into him.
Yeah, but you know what? A good promo, buddy. A good fucking album cover. I gotta give it to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so buy that on iTunes. Listen to us on iTunes. Fucking, you know.
Interact with us.
Is anybody really listening to us?
Yeah.
We get downloads. Nobody ever interacts with us.
We actually.
The silent majority.
Yeah, we surprisingly get enough where we continue to do it. Yeah.
Well, hey, if you guys are in Cleveland, come out every Wednesday. We do a show at the Winchester in Lakewood, Modern Kicks Comedy. It's $5. We're also just started up a thing on Tuesday. Every Tuesday at Pickwick and Frolic downtown Cleveland. It's going to be the Mike Polk Jr. show, and that shit's super fun.
Yeah.
It's $5 as well.
T'was great. They fucking... They liked me there.
Somehow.
Somehow, which is fucking weird. They liked you too, which was fucking somehow I don't understand either.
Right.
Because it's a papered fucking room, but it's a good fucking time, and
yeah,
everybody has a good fucking time. So...
Yep. Atmosphere adds to the show.
Yeah. Everybody loves Polk. Polk's the fucking shit.
Polk is great.
I don't love Polk. I'm gonna kill him, dude.
Fucking
Boston, I got Cleveland Strangler.
I got a certain bathtub salesperson in the call in the near future.
All right. Well, at Jimmy underscore Graham, like a fucking faggot, at fucking Bill Squire, at I am Brian Kenny, at Fantasy Boys Pod, at Party All the Rhyme. Goodbye.
Good night. Nice.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big.